Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis on the base, two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oyef es ishtei kigufa. If someone who loves his wife as much as he loves himself, v'mechabda, and he treats her with respect, yoytz migufa, even more than he treats himself. And as the Mefarshim explain, the Aruch Yisharim explains, sometimes somebody may love someone else because a wife, because she's beautiful, or for other external reasons. But if he loves her kegufoy, if he loves her because as much as he loves himself, and a person never stops loving himself, so too should the person reaction be to his wife. He should never stop loving her. Because it's difficult, explains the morale, for a person to love somebody more than they love themselves. But it's not impossible to be mechabed them more than he respects mechabed himself. And therefore, even though the Gemara says, when it comes to ahava, it may be kegufa, but mechabdoi, it can be yois megufa. The Mashal explains that when it comes to kibud, in this sense of the Gemara, explains the Mashal, is giving her all that she needs. And you could give somebody more beautiful things and nice things more than you could give yourself. And that's why Mechabda Yos Megufoy. Somebody who raises his children in the proper way. And he marries them off at the proper time. And as the Covenant Sanal explains, sometimes that somebody marries off his children at a young age because they're not acting appropriately and he's concerned what will be the future. But here we're talking about a person that has a wonderful family. And that concern of what will be with this family is not the issue here, but rather explains the Mashal, rather explains the Covenant Sanal. He wants to marry them off at the right age because that's what the right thing to do is. And this person who's anxious to do the right thing, the Olav HaKosav Omer, regarding such an individual that the Pasuk say, V'yadata G'sholem Ha'alechem. Hoy v'shchein of somebody who loves his neighbors, v'mekarev his kerovav, and he makes his close relatives, he's mekarev them. The person, and as the Iyun Yaakov explained, we're speaking about people, the Shechinim, the neighbors, the Kroivim that we're speaking about, are not people who are necessarily very well-known people, not people who are very wealthy people, but this person respects and shows love to everyone, his Shechinim, his Kroivim, whoever they are. Someone who marries his niece, many different pshatim given here. One pshat is, as we're learning in our Gemara, one is supposed to develop a tremendous ahava to his wife. And if he marries a woman who's basa choysoi, that is quite likely to happen. Other side of pshat is that your sister's daughter is likely to have a personality similar to yours. And since they're going to be similar, that's why it's an appropriate shidduch. And the Rambam says that it's not just your sister's daughter, but the same halacha applies to your brother's daughter. However, it's interesting to point out that in Tzavos of Yudah Chosid, he says that somebody should not, Yudah Chosid suggests that someone should actually not marry a niece. And the Navi Huda asks on the Tzavos of Yudah Chosid, how could the Tzavos of Yudah Chosid suggested that somebody should not marry a niece, when our Gemara so explicitly says that that is the right thing to do? So many Achronim explain that even though our Gemara says it's the right thing to do, Yehuda Chosid saw, and we've had this concept in our Masechta more than once as well, that the people in his generation were not getting married for the proper reasons. When somebody gets married to a niece with the proper kavana, of course that's the right thing to do. But when somebody's getting married to a niece and there's a concern that his intentions aren't the way they should be, maybe that's a shidduch that should be avoided. Another pshat that I saw is Rav Yehuda HaChassid wasn't speaking to everybody. As I saw the Shadrach Shuvah Shevet HaLevi discusses, it's difficult to assume that Rav Yehuda HaChassid was saying something which was contrary to an explicit Gemara. Rather, the way to understand the Gemara, explains the Shevet HaLevi, is that Rav Yehuda HaChassid saw that in his family, such a shidduch would not necessarily work. That doesn't mean it won't work for others. And somebody who lends money to somebody who needs the money. And I saw that many Mefarshim, the Ksav Seif and many other Mefarshim explain, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Hamalva money l'oni b'shas tochkoi? Of course, a person lends money to somebody b'shas tochkoi when he's in need of money. So I saw that the Ksav Seif and the Chartkva Rebbe say b'shas tochkoi is not referring to the poor person. Rather, b'shas tochkoi is talking to the person who's lending the money. That even though the person who is lending the money is in a situation of b'shas tochkoi, the person who's lending the money is tight himself, but he doesn't care that he's tight himself. He goes and he does what he can to help someone else. All of HaKasuf Omer was Tikra v'Hashem Yena. A person who acts this way can be assured that he will be heard. Teshaveya, you will call out Hashem v'yomei haneini. That a person says deranach. He doesn't wait till the usually when you lend somebody money, you wait to find witnesses to testify to this transaction. This person is not waiting for anybody. He does what has to be done. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you did what had to be done, I will do for you what needs to be done. Simon Isha Vakarka Ezer Zoy Shtei HaBrochas Tagri Peschi. Honorable Elazar Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha, a person who doesn't have a wife, Einoi Adam, is not considered a person. And there's a chiddush that the Eitz Yosef says that a kohen who is not married, says the Eitz Yosef, that he's not allowed to bring kabbonis. A person that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw the Michtav Meliyahu explains what the Eitz Yosef means to say. He says a person was meant to be a giver, to do for others, and if you do for others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for you. But if you're not married, so that entire family life of doing for others doesn't exist in your life, and therefore you're not considered an Adam. Shnema zochon the cave of Baram v'yikra shmei Adam b'yom hibaram. Amar Rabbi Elazar kol Adam shein lo karka. If somebody doesn't own real estate that he could build a home on, any Adam, such an individual is not called an Adam. Shnema hashmaim shmaim l'Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to have land. Of course, the Mefarshim point out that we're going to learn later in our shiur today that working the land is not necessarily great, and working the land can be difficult. So they explained that maybe a difference between working the land and owning the land on which to buy, on which to build a home. Pasuk says, Esloy Ezek Kenegdoi. What is Pshat? Zocha, if a person is worthy, Azrasoi, his wife is his greatest helper. Loy Zochar, if he's not worthy, Kenegdoi, his wife will be there to challenge him. Ikadamri, Rabbi Elazar Rami. Do others say this in the following fashion? Rabbi Elazar actually asked the question. Ksiv Kenegdoi, it says Kenegdoi, that means that she helps him, and says, we read it, the Kree is, the Ksiv is Kenagdoi, which means she helps him, and Kenagdoi means she challenges him. And that he answers, Zocha, if he's Zocha Kenagdoi, she is his greatest help, Loi Zocha, but if the person is not Zocha, then Chas V'Shalom Kenagdoi, then she is his biggest challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way I saw the Mefarshim, Rabbi Rabunim, explains the Gemara. He says that if a person is Zoicha, then how is his wife a help to him. She helps him do what he has to do. But if that's not the way, if a person's not zoicha, then the way he's going to have to do what he has to do is by his wife constantly challenging him. So that's why the person should be that the person should create a situation that his wife should be a help. The Brisker Rav I saw has a different approach. Sometimes it is the job of a wife kenegdoi. Sometimes it's the job of the wife to challenge her husband. And sometimes the wife to azer, to help him. A wife is here to help us achieve what we're supposed to achieve. And sometimes the situation is not always the same. And every situation has to be, and a wife is here just to help us grow under all circumstances. It says the Gemara, Ashkech Rabbi Yosef Leo, Rabbi Yosef Met Leo, Omalei, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ezer, Esloi, Ezer. And the question he asked is, Ma Isha Ezer to Adam. How does a wife help a husband? Omalei, Adam Evi Chitin, if a person brings wheat, Chitin Kaisis, can you chew raw wheat? Pishtin, if flax linen is brought into the home, Pishtin Leivish, could you wear unprocessed linen? Le'nimtzus Mira Enough, don't we see from here that a wife lights up our eyes, Mamidai Al Raglov, and the wife is what brings us home? That if a person is, I saw that the Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal Shkutz Shulchan Aruch explains the Gemara, that what is the Gemara teaching us? If a person does what he's supposed to do, if a person learns Torah, if a person does mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a wife. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a wife that will help him continue learning Torah and will help him continue doing mitzvahs. And in fact, I saw it from the Sefer Magdalos Machakim. That means that we say in Pirkei Avos, Ezu Asher Hasamech B'chalkai. Who is truly a wealthy man? Hasamech B'chalkai. What is the man definition, he says, of a Samech B'chalkai? The definition of a Samech B'chalkai is a person who's satisfied with his wife. The biggest bracha a person can have is to have a wonderful wife who helps him achieve what he needs to achieve. V'amr b'loza mai diksiv, the pasuk says, Zoysa pam etzem etzomai, umbelsim b'psari, Adam Arishan declares, this is part of my bone and part of my flesh. L'zois yikare isha ki ish mekucha zois. Melamed sheba Adam al kobahem v'chaya, Adam attempted to have relations with every creature, but he was not able to come to that great feeling. It's clear that the Chava in the world is his peer to help him achieve what he needs to achieve. The pasuk says by Avraham Avinu that everybody will be blessed through you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Shtei breichos toivis yeshli lahavrich b'cha. There are two wonderful families that I need to build from you. People who are not born Jewish. Havrocha means to graft. What it means is that two families, two people that aren't originally from Klal Yisrael, but I'm bringing them into Klal Yisrael. Rus ha-mayuva, rus da-kei f'mayuv, v'nar ma-ha-ma-anis. They were not born Jews, but they came into Klal Yisrael. And the reason I saw that the Maral points out why from there was so many Gerim in the history of Klal Yisrael. Why does the Gemara pick out these two Gerim? Because these were the two Gerim from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Malchus Beis David to the world. And therefore, and the Maral goes a step further, sometimes when you graft something, you're just enhancing something that already exists. But what happened over here was much more than just enhancing what already exists. Something new and beautiful was created through these two families. All the families that live in the earth, the bracha that comes to the world only comes to Klal Yisrael. And says the Gemara, Kol Goyai Oretz, Afilu Sfinis Abos, Migalia Lasfamia, even boats to travel from Galia to Asfalia, all Enem is Barchus, Elam Bishvi Yisrael. They all, their bracha comes to the world because of Klai Yisrael. But on the other hand, the Ber Maim Chaim says that when Klai Yisrael are doing what they're supposed to be doing, then they bring a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when one brings a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back very much in kind. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that he brings that bracha back to us, Chas V'Shalom, the other way. And I saw a beautiful vart from Reb Tzadik HaKoyin. Reb Tzadik explains that we know that so many inventions and so many wonderful things in technology and other areas have been created since the world has come into creation. Says Reb Tzadik that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, all, as the Gemara just says, all the boats that travel in the world, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring all these boats to the world? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring wonderful inventions and good things to the world? To help us learn Torah, to help us do mitzvahs. All the people that have different types of professions, they're going to only be busy with real estate. All the people that are busy traveling around the world will no longer need to travel. They'll have bracha in what they do and where they are. Says the Gemara, Amar Belaza, Ein lecha omnes p'chusim in akarka. There's no harder job than working the earth. Shenema v'yardu. It means that they have to go down. But even though it means they'll have work, at least they won't have to travel. Reb Elazar Chazi li'ara, the shadar b'karga l'fsa. He saw that they were plowing at the head of the row. Amalei. So he said to the person who plowed the earth, itaj de l'akach. If you're going to now plow that earth to its land, to its length, that means you plow the land another time. Hafuke beskataminach. He'll say that you're better off to go to business. If a person has to spend all of his time working, you might as well go to work. Another pshat that I saw that the Iyun Yaakov says that if a person spends all the time looking at his property and counting his money and looking at how will I be successful, it brings an ayin hara to what he's doing. And that could cause the opposite of success. Rav Ola b'nei Shibli. Rav came to the place where the stacks of grain were growing. Chazina de Karnaifin, he saw that they were blowing in the wind. Amalu, inaifis is naifu. If you're blowing in the wind more than now, then stop. Shafuchi be'iskatamach. In other words, again, don't blow so much. Stay low key and don't draw attention to yourself. Amar Rava, may zuzah ba'iska. If somebody has 100 zuz invested in business, kol yom basra, and be able to eat everyday meat, uchamra, and be able to drink wine. May zuzah ba'ara. But if you have 100 zuz invested into earth, milcha v'chafura. Or you'll be able to buy salt and just grass. V'loyoid el meganya le'ara, the earth at night. He'll have to sleep on the ground at night. He has to sleep on the ground at night to protect it. U'mrami le'tigre, and he'll constantly be in dispute over the border of the land. So Mashiach says that this Gemara is difficult to understand. On one hand, it seems that having real estate is good. On the other hand, it seems the real estate is not good. So he says it really depends. If you're involved in the real estate you own all day long, then it's not a blessing. But if just part of the day you're busy with it, and the rest of the day you need not be involved with it, then it's a blessing. Amar Rapapa, Zora, if somebody planted grain, for like Tazbin, it's better to plant your own grain, have your own fruits and vegetables and grain, not to have to buy. Africa, Davda Dodi Nanu, even though you could buy just as well as you could bring your own, Hani Mavarchim, something that a person works on himself, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a special brach in it. Zabin, he says, sell everything you own, V'loy Tezel, before you become poor. In other words, before a person reaches the stage that he's in poverty, he should try to do something to avoid that. Hanimili, but that's pistaki. That's selling the vessel that you have in your house. Avaglima, if you have to sell the cloak that you're wearing, loy misramile. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, that you will be successful and you will be able to buy a coat eventually. You may not be able to find the same type of coat that you were used to. Says the Gemara, Tois, if you see a hole in the wall, close it up immediately, the light tashpits. But what you shouldn't do is try to widen the hole and then close it up. Shapits, if you have to fill up the cloth, vloitivni, but don't build the house again. Kala Isaac Babinian, because somebody who's busy all day working with his house, Miss Maskison. The Meiri explains that what the Gemara is saying is that a person should not bring himself that he should have to make major investments in fixing his home. But rather, what the person should do is as soon as he sees in his home something that isn't the way it should be, he should right away fix it before he has to make major investments. Kfoitz Zavin Era. If you want to buy property, don't wait. Because if you wait, somebody else may get that money. Don't jump to get married to a woman. Be patient and investigate and see if she's the woman that you really ought to be get married. Says is asking, the Maral explains that when you start working with real estate, again, as we said before, we need to be concerned about the Ayin Hara. The Pelel Yoyitz has a different approach. He says, whenever one gets involved in a construction project, he says it's very, very typical that when you get involved with a construction project, you're going to end up spending much more money than you intended to. And that's what the Gemara said, Kol Ha'isik B'binyan Mismasksin. Says the Gemara, Nechoyz Targa, go down a level and the Siv Itasa. That means, even if the wife that you find is not necessarily on your level, but she's willing to marry you, marry her. Soik Targa, but when it comes to find a friend, look for a friend who is better than you. Soik Targa, or B'char Shishbina. Find a friend who is a greater. Says the Gemara that, so I saw that the Sefer Kol Aryeh explains, Nechoyz Targa, the person, when he comes to get married, he should not pride himself and he should not say that he has different strengths that he really doesn't have. Why? Because the wife whom he marries will assume that he has all of these strengths, and then after his strengths and talents, and then she'll see that he actually doesn't. And that could be a terrible detriment to the shalom bayis that exists in that family. Amar b'lozav aravina, ein peronis ba'al olam. Tzaris don't come to the world, el b'shvil Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the way Klal Yisrael speaks, behaves, and that's what he decides how to train the world. Shnei mechrati goyim, neshama pinoisam, mechrafta hutzoisam. The Tzaris come to the world, because we didn't have the proper Yerushmayim. Rav Chia, Rav Hava Mifta, as Rav was taking leave from Rav Chia, Amalei Rechmanel Etzlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you, Mimidach the Kasha Mimisa, something that is worse than death. Ask the Gemara, Omihikamidi the Kasha Mimisa, is there anything harder than death? He went and he discovered a person could find, even worse, somebody who has a difficult wife. And the Gemara brings such an episode. Says the one, Rav had a difficult wife. And the Miri says that the purpose of these episodes that our Gemara is about to teach us is to teach us how a person has to investigate exactly whom is the woman that he's marrying to make sure that he won't end up with these kind of problems. Ki amrlai avdlai tofuchei, if he would tell his wife, please make me lentils, avdele chimtzi, she would make beans. Chimtzi, if he asked for beans, avdele telchufe, she would make for him lentils. Kigodl chibure, as Chia, their son, became an adult, he saw apachla. What he did was that he knew that his mother has this tendency of doing the opposite of what he was asked. So what he did was he would always say different than what his father asked for. And then he knew his father would get what he really wanted. Amalei. So Rav asked his son Rav Chia, Yalach emach, does your mother become better? Amalei. So Rav Chia had to tell him the truth. And what he said was, Anoda fechnala. I was the one that would say different than what you told me, and like that, get her to do what you really wanted. Amalei, Hanan the Kamar Inchi. So he said, what do I learn from here? The Nafik Minach, the person that comes from you, Tama Malfach, will teach you something. You gave me a great advice how I could get my wife to do what I really need to do. But then he told him, Atloy Tavar Hochi, you shouldn't do this. Shenema Limdu L'shonim Davar Sheker Ha'avu. It's inappropriate that we should teach a child to say something wrong. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim point out that why did the Gemara bring this pasuk of Limdu L'shonim Davar Sheker? Why didn't the Gemara just bring the pasuk of Medvar Sheker Tirchak? So Mefarshim point out that this is not really a violation of Medvar Sheker Tirchak, because Medvar Sheker Tirchak is only when you cause something damaging to happen to someone else. Here, it was just the opposite, that he didn't cause anything bad to happen. But as the Machz Avram points out, that even though, so that it's not a violation of Medvar Sheker Tirchak, but it's still not appropriate to get accustomed to say something that's not true. Because if you'll get accustomed to say something that's not true, then even if you're doing it, as we learn in our Gemara, for wonderful purpose, you're doing it for the purpose that the son wants to see that his father should get what he wants. But what this causes is that there should be, that this child is now going to learn, say something which is not true. That is something that we should avoid. We should always avoid, he explains, to stay away from sheker even when it's permitted. And that's why, even if you're saying a story, and the story can be embellished, says the Machz Avram, by saying something which is not true, and maybe it'll be better explained, don't say something which is not true. Rav Chia v'kametzale devisei, k'avimashkech midei, when he would find something, even though he had a difficult shalom bayis situation in his home, still, if he would find something, tzayle b'tzudre, he would put it into his shawl or maisanila and bring it to her. Amala Rav, so Rav asked him, why are you treating your wife with such wonderful respect? So come tzayle lamar, isn't she the one that causes you so much aggravation? Amale, so he responded, Dayenu, isn't it sufficient, Shemagadlus Benenu, that they raise our children, Matzilas HaSonam HaNachet, and they save us from doing Averis. That is something that in itself is significant. So I saw the Ben Ishchai explains this Gemara, that often in Shas, we see that Talmid Chachamim wore a garment which was called the Sudra de Rabbanon. So what he was saying to him was, that what caused that I should wear the Sudra de Rabbanon? What caused that I should wear the garment that Talmid Chachamim wear? What that was because of my wife. So even though she causes me difficulty, I still have to appreciate her. And I saw Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says a powerful, powerful vort in this Gemara in teaching us what Hakaras HaTayv, what it means to say a thank you to a person. He says, we're all too accustomed to assume that when do we have to say thank you and when do we have to show appreciation when the person who did something for us did something that they really didn't have to do. So they did something for us that they didn't have to do, and now by us showing them appreciation, by us, we have to show them, however, appreciation. However, our Gemara teaches us that you have to show appreciation to your wife, even for raising your children. Now, that's part of her obligation in life, that a wife helps, a wife has to raise the children. Still, the Gemara is teaching us, as much as that's part of what she has to do in life, it doesn't take away that we have the obligation of showing appreciation even for what is something that's expected and required to do. Says the Gemara, Makalei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Berei. The pasuk says, "Omaitza ani ma'am mimavas se'isha." I find a wife is very difficult. Amalei kigoy man. Who do you mean? Says kigoy imach, like your mother. Says the Gemara, how could we say so? For Masna later, Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak Berei, Rabbi Yehuda taught his son Yitzchak, "Ein other mitzvah kares ruach. Kares ruach. A person doesn't find pleasure. Ela mishter rishona. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Yehi mekarcha baruch the sameich meishes nareach." And he said, "Amalei, what's the example of a wife that brings pleasure to her husband?" Says my kagoyin man, kagoyin imach. So on one hand, the pasuk says that the wife, his wife, was a difficult person, and here it says she was wonderful. Says the Gemara, maskev to keep up. Indeed, she was difficult, but on the other hand, ve'avre mila. On the other hand, she was also a person that didn't stay angry for a long time. So Chavetz Chaim asks, how is he allowed to speak in a derogatory fashion about his wife? Why is that not considered Lashon Hara? So he says that it's not considered Lashon Hara because it was well known. And anything which is well known is not considered Lashon Hara. Hey Chidami, Ishara, asked him, what is the example of a difficult wife? Om Rabaya, Mekashtalei Taka, she brings delicious food to the table. However, Mekashtalei Puma, but as she's serving him this delicious food, she's also deriding him. Ravama Mekashtalei Taka, she brings beautiful food to the table. Mahadra Lagaba, when the time to eat comes, she turns her face from him and she doesn't want to, when she doesn't want to join him in the meal. Says the Maral, even though a person can have the most delicious food, if it's not set in the proper fashion, then you can't enjoy that food. On the other hand, explains the Ben Yoyada, if this is a wife that is being difficult, so why is she preparing such nice meals? So says the Ben Yoyada, because she is concerned that not only won't she act nicely, but she won't prepare good meals, he'll just go elsewhere. So she does prepare the good meals. That causes him to want to come home to eat, but as much as it causes him to want to come home to eat, still, she doesn't make it a nice experience. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, Kivin Shenasa Isha, when a person gets married, Avaynoisa Mespakakin, his Averis go away. Shnemar, Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, V'yofak Ratzim Hashem. That's why, as the Yushalmi explains, Chosin, Meichon Loi Kol Avaynoisov, because the pasuk says, "V'yelch Esav el Yishma v'yikachas Machlas bas Yishmal." Asked the Yishalmi, "Was her name Machlas? Wasn't her name Basmas?" But the Gemara is teaching us that when somebody gets married, the Meichon Loi Kol Avaynoisov. Says the Gemara b'Merava, in Eretz Yisrael kinosav inish itasa. When one would get married in Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lehaki, they would say to him, "Matza or Maitza, Matza d'ksev, Matza Isha, Matza Toiv." So of course, this is a very difficult Gemara. Why? What's pshat in this Gemara? So the one pshat that I saw, that the Gemara Masechta Saita asks a question. One, Rish Lakish says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a wife to a person, l'fi masav, according to his deeds. That means a good man has a good wife, and the other way around as well. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says in the name of Rav, that one's wife is predestined and doesn't make a difference who you are. So that's why, explains the Medrash, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, one's wife is predestined. In Chutz Laretz, It depends on who you are. That's in Chutzlaretz, they would ask Matzah Maitzah, because in Chutzlaretz, your wife is dependent on who you are. So, of course, the Chafetz Chaim and many others say, ask, why is this not considered Lashon Hara? To ask a question to a person, what type of wife you have. And actually, there's a much more fundamental question. He was saying, Kinosav Inish Itusa. As they got married, this question was asked. And the question is, how does a person who just got married able to answer what his wife is? Says the Nesivis, that Pshat in this Gemara is very different. But rather explains the Nesivis that this is something that they would tell a chassan at the wedding. They would tell the chassan at the wedding, Matzah or Maitzah. It's going to be up to you to determine who your wife will be. Dependent on how you behave. Dependent on you behave, that's how your wife will be. And that's why Matzah or Maitzah, you will try, if you will do what's right, then you will have everything else. Another pshat that I saw in the name of the Gra is that they wanted him to say right away that I want to establish a life. I want to establish a life of Matzah Isha Matzah Toiv. I want to establish a life where my wife and I will have this wonderful Shalom Bayis. Why? Because if you establish a life in the proper fashion, then everything follows the way you establish it. The Chasam Sofer says that a chosen on the day of his marriage, the day of his marriage, since as we said a moment ago, he is Michael and Kalav and Isov, on the day that he gets married, he has such tremendous power. And since he has such tremendous power, that's why he should use it for the proper purpose of Matzah Isha Matzah Toiv. And Rav Kivega says, since Matzah has the proper connotation and Matzah has not such a proper connotation, so he says that's why the minig is that we grab pieces of Matzah, pieces of bread from the chosin, because what we're trying to do is take away the Matzah, take away the Matzah, and be left only with Matzah. Another pshat that I saw, Matzah Isha, if you will always look for what's good for your wife, then Matzah Toiv, then you will have a wonderful marriage. But if Matzah Ani, in your life, you're only thinking Matzah Ani, you're only thinking about what's good for you, and you're not thinking about the welfare of your wife, then you'll have then your wife will end up being a problem. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Ish Ra, Mitzvah L'Garsha. If one has a difficult wife, he should divorce the Ksiv. Gorish Leitz, V'yetzim Modern, V'yishbis Dun, V'kolon. That's the way to solve all problems. If somebody has a difficult wife, V'ksubasa Meruba, Tzurasa Betzida. So she has a very large ksuba, so it's difficult to divorce her because you can't afford to divorce her. The Eitza is that you should marry another wife. Dami Incha, people say, B'chaverta, a woman is most concerned about another wife, B'loi B'silta. She's more concerned about how, if her husband has another wife, more than any other pain that she could suffer. V'amarav kasha isha k'yoyim sagru. A difficult wife is as difficult as a day of a tornado. Shnenav delav tired b'yoyim sagru, v'ishis b'yoyim nishtava. V'amarav barei kam tovi isha toiva. How great is a good wife? V'kamara isha ra. And how difficult is a difficult wife? Kam tovi isha toiva. How great is a great wife, the Ksiv, as we just read the Pasuk, Matzah Isha Matzah Toiv. If we're going to say the Pasuk B'gavo Mishtai Kroy, if they were saying that the Pasuk is speaking about a wonderful wife, so we see, Kama Toiv Isha Toivah, how great is a wonderful wife? Shakasa Mishapcha, the Pasuk itself says that the best thing that you can have in life is a great wife. However, B'tayr Mishtai Kroy, says the Gemara, and if the Pasuk is speaking about Torah, what we see from here is, Kam Toivi Isha Toivah, how great is a wonderful wife, Shatayra Nim Shlaba, the Torah is compared to a wonderful wife. The Torah would not be compared to a wonderful wife unless a wonderful wife was truly something that's the biggest bracha. Kamara Yishara, on the other hand, how difficult is a difficult wife to ksiv? Or moitza nimam mimar mimavas as isha. Iba gavo mishtar kroy. If we're going to take the pasuk literally, so the pasuk is saying, Kamara Yishara, how difficult a difficult wife is. So kasa magana, the pasuk denigrates it. And if we're going to say that the pasuk speaking about Gehenim, also, what do we see from her? What do we see from here? Kamara Yishara, how difficult is a difficult wife? She Gehenim nishalba. Gehenim is compared to a difficult wife. Hinni mevi, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hinni mevi aleihem rosh la yuchel tzeis mimenu. What does that mean? A difficulty that you can't shake. Says the Gemara, Amram Nachman, Amar Rabba Bravua, Yishara. Somebody has a difficult wife, and ksubas maruba, and the ksuba that you have to pay if you end that marriage is very high, and you can't afford it. The pasuk says, Necha, Nesunani Hashem bidei le'uchel kum. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Maruk v'bachia, Isha ra, again, what's considered a difficulty for which I cannot get out of? A difficult wife, ksubasa maruba. Rava Amar, Mezonois of Tuluim Bekaspoi. The pasuk says that the pasuk is referring to a person that doesn't have his own property. And as we learned earlier in this year, a person who has his own property has the ability to have fruits and vegetables and grain to live off. But if a person doesn't own property where these things grow from, so he's not going to have, he's going to be dependent on buying these things. And if the price of these things go up, it will cause him undue hardship. The pasuk says in the Teichacha, "Banecho ubenasecho nesunim la'am acher." What does that mean? Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav, Eishes Av. If children will have to fall into the hands of a difficult stepmother. Begoy novel achisem. Again, it says in the Teichacha, "Amar Rav Chanan, Barav, Barava, Amar Rav, Yishurav, Ksubas, Maruba." What is the definition of a novel? A difficult wife that has a high ksuba. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eila Tzedoikim. The pasuk is referring to the tzedoikim, the people who don't believe on the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Kana Omer, Avel Novel Believe by Enel Kim. They didn't believe in Hashem. Masnisatana Eila Anche, Barbaria of Anche Matanoi, Shehalchim Arumim Beshuk. That they used to walk around without clothing in the street. She'ein lecha meshukatz u'mesur l'fnei mokam. There's nothing more despicable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoytze v'mish mahalach b'shuk orim. More than somebody who walks around in the street without clothing. Because that person is not acting like a human being. Rav Yochanan Amar, elecha chavorim. These are the Persians who were particularly wicked people. Says the Gemara, Amalei l'Rav Yochanan, osa chavori l'balvel. The Persians have come to Bavel, Shoga Nafel, and he fell out of great fear and sorrow. Amrle, Mekabli Shaykhta, but they accept bribes, and that's how you can pay them off. Terutz for Yosef, so he was able to recompose himself. Gozru Yisrael, says the Gemara, they told Rabbi Yochanan, they Gozru B'Shloisha, they put up three different Gzeris decrees. Neishloisha because of three Averis that we violated. Gozer al Abasar, they decreed that we may not eat kosher meat. Shagaz Mabneish Hamatanis, because they didn't give the Matnas Aniyim. And as I saw, the Mashah explains, they weren't individuals who just violated, didn't give Matnas Aniyim. That's not who the Gemara is talking about. But rather, the Mashah says these were individuals who tried to get out of having to give the Matnas Aniyim. They came up with all sorts of halachic explanations why not to have to give the Matnas Aniyim. And that is unacceptable. Gozra Machtzos, they closed down the mikvahs, Ne'etfilah. And again, here too I saw that the Mefarshim explained, it's not that they didn't go to the mikvah, but they didn't go to the mikvah in the proper way that all Hilchos Mikvah require. Kamuhatati Shechvi, and they would take people who were buried out of the ground, Neshesmechim B'yem Eidom, because they rejoiced in the sudas of Avodah Zarah. And as I saw the Mashal explains, he says that somebody who eats in those meals is ke'oichu mezivchei mesim, as if you're eating from them. And therefore, there's such a serious issue that's based on this Gemara. We see that it's considered such a terrible punishment that to take a person who was buried out of the place where he was buried, it's considered as you're taking away from his place that he belongs where he is. It caused, others explain, a tremendous cherda, creates fear when the person who's buried is taken out. It's a destruction of the mitzvah of kvura. And because of all these reasons and other reasons, Chazal was so very concerned and not allow people to be taken out of their grave only under the most required situations. Shneimar v'yisa yad Hashem behem b'vayisechem amar Shmuel chatuti shichvi. What is a punishment that affects us and our forefathers when people are taken out of the graves? Damamar avoy nachayim, because of the sins of those who are still alive, the hamesim is chatutin, because this is a sin that affects both the living and the dead. Amalei Rava l'Rabbi Memeri, Ksiv le'yosav le'yikavru le'damen al pnei adam yichyu, that the people who are passed away will be left strewn on the earth. Ksiv v'nifcha mavas mechayim. On the other hand, it says that they'll prefer dying than being alive. Amalei nifcha mavas l'rishayim. It's better that the rishayim should die shloyichy b'yom hazeh, because as long as they live in this world, yechdu, they continue to do averis. For yiplu begehenim, and for all the averis that they do, they will fall into gehenim. Says the Gemara, Ksiv beben Sefer ben Sira. The Sefer ben Sira is a sefer that was written by the son of Yirmiyahu, who mother became pregnant from him in a bath. Isha Toiva, a good wife, Matana Toiva Labal, is the best gift to a husband. The Ksiv, who is the one that deserves such a wife? Somebody who's a Yirish Shemayim. Ishara, but if there's a wife who's a difficult wife, Tsaras Labala. She's like a Tsaras Labala. And as I saw, the Ben Ishchai explains, what does the Torah say about Tsaras? Bodet Yeshiv Mechutz L'machna. A Mitzayr is sent out to not live with everyone else. This person who has a difficult wife has to be separated from his wife, like the Mitzayr. Isha Yofa, somebody who has a beautiful wife, Ashrei Balav. Her husband is blessed. Mispa Yifla Kiflayim, his days go very quickly. He'll have wonderful experience in life. As I saw the Mashal explains, we find that Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel for 14 years. And the Pasuk says, V'yava imay, devihay b'yonav k'yomim k'achodim. They went so quickly. Halam anecha b'esh eschein. Don't look at the beautiful wife of others. Pen tilakim mitzudasoi, you may get entrapped. Altait etzabala limsoich, don't go to a husband's house because you just want to drink. Ima yayim v'sheicher, because you want to drink with him wine or beer. Kibetai ishiyah for rabim hushkosa, because of the beauty of women, many have been destroyed. V'tzum kol harugah, the yetzahara could be very difficult under those circumstances. Rabim hayu pitzei roichel, the person, the peddler who sells basamim and goes around from home to home meeting women and selling them their perfume, hamagilim l'dvar erva, that could cause immorality. Kenitzitz mavigachels, like a small spark that could cause the coal to ignite. Tikluv molei oif, like a nest full of burns. Kain bateim, so to the homes of the people who work in these professions, maleim mirma. Al-Tatzit Tzaris Mocher, says Ben Sira, don't worry about tomorrow. Kulay Teda Mayulo Join, we anyway don't know what the tomorrow will bring. Shema Mochabar, maybe when the time tomorrow comes, Veinenu, and you are no longer here. V'nimtza Mitztar Al-Olam Shena Shaloi, and you have been upset for something you had nothing to be upset about. Menah Rabim Toich Beisecha, keep many people away from your home. Loya Kol Tavi Beisecha, don't bring everybody to your home. Rabbi, because you bring them to the home, they'll see in your home where you've hidden things and they may come to take something of yours. Rabbi, Yedar Shishlamecha, let be friends with everyone. Galei Said, but don't give away your secrets only le'echad me'elef to one of a thousand. Amar Vasi Ein Ben David Ba, as we discussed in our previous year, Mashiach cannot come. There's a place in Shemayim called the Guf where all the neshamas are, and Mashiach can't come until all the neshamas come down to this world. Shenemar kufana uruach lufana yatov neshamas ania sisi. Tanya Beleza Oimer. Come Misha enoisu v'piru rivya. Someone who doesn't get married and have children, kilo shayfach damim. It's destroying the world. Shenemar shayfach dam ha'adam adam dami yishafech. Adam b'dama adam b'taych adam. When is a person in another person? When he's having children. When a child is in the mother's womb. Ksiv asrei v'atam pruravu. Rav Yaakov Omer kilo mamata zedmos. He's taking away the tzelem olakim from the world. Shenema ki b'tzel olakim osos adam. The world was created in the tzelem as olakim. Ksiv asrei v'atam pruravu. How do we bring tzelem olakim to the world? By multiplying. B'nazai Omer kilo shoyfich damim. Person who doesn't have children is as if he's a murderer. Memata demus, and also he takes away the tzelem olakim. Shnema, as we just said, atem pruravu. Says the Gemara Amalei leben Azai. So after Ben Azai said this, they asked him, Yeshna adorish v'namakayim. There's some people that say wonderful speeches, and they fulfill what they say. There's some people that know makayim, that do the right thing, vein and know adorish, but don't know how to speak well. They have ato, know adorish. You say wonderful speech. However, ain't noy mekayim. You're not doing what you said. He never got married. Amal ben Azai. So Ben Azai said, "My esa, what could I do? Shenafshki choshk b'tayro. I'm so engrossed in learning. I can't do anything else. Efshel oil sheiskayim deyacherim. The world needs children. Let other people get married and have those children." Says the Gemara Tanya Idach. Another brayso says, Reb Elezer Omer, call me, Shein Ois Bepir Vrivi, somebody that doesn't have children, Kilo Shoifach Dam, Shnema Shoifach Dam, Ha'adam, V'samach Levatim Pru Revu, Reb Elezer Ben Azaria, Kil Omer Madat Tvos, Ben Azai Omer, Omer Ben Azai, Yesh No Dorish, the entire thing. But I saw a beautiful pshat, call me Shein Ois Bepir Vrivi, what's pshat Ois Bepir Vrivi? It should say, call me Shein Ois Yiladim, somebody who doesn't have children. What is meant when it says "ain oisik b'pir rivya"? So I saw one pshat is that you have to do whatever you can to have children, and if you don't, you did what you can. Another pshat "oisik b'pir rivya" doesn't just mean that you should have children. Rather, "oisik b'pir rivya" means that you should help others have children. You should help people with shidduchim, and you should help people who have difficulty conceiving have children. That's called "oisik b'pir rivya".